an Australian Open update with Adam Peacock, the Code. He's from the Code, tennis commentator, calling games and then running out to talk to us afterwards. Thanks to super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au. Adam, welcome.
How are you guys?
Yeah, very good. Thanks very much. Before we talk about today's games, Kyrgios and Andy Murray going out, both sort of disappointing in terms of the tournament. I know Medvedev is a very good player. We didn't expect Kyrgios to win, but I was sort of sad that they both went out because they're brilliant for very different reasons.
Yeah. Well, Andy, firstly, he brings so much to the tour with his, you know, his intelligence, his experience and wider look at things and everything that he's been through, whereas Kyrgios, he just brings flat out entertainment. And it is a shame for the tournament that both are gone, and Andy will go back to England apparently. This week he was like so scared of catching COVID that he basically didn't leave his hotel room apart from when he actually physically needed to be on court. He was like Mr. Burns when he was worried about the whole, you know, he put himself in a bubble. So
he was zorbing. Andy, he was in a zorb going around town. Just
get in
rolling
the
Christmas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas Kyrgios, he's about to walk on court and play a bit of doubles with his mate, Panassi Kokkinakis, later on. And last night I was inside for that, and it was just so entertaining. It was just fun. And yeah, at the very heart of everything, I think we need a fair bit of that at the moment, and he certainly delivered. Even though he got beat by Medvedev, who's just a machine, it was a really enjoyable experience.
Pico, we've also seen Sam Stosur crash out. Seems harsh, but you can't just exit a tournament; you have to crash out. That's the end of Sam Stosur in Australia. But you know, US Open winner. I mean, how do we remember Sam Stosur? I think she's been at like 20 Australian Opens or 16 or a lot. She's been at a lot.
Yeah, not her go, the Australian Open. For one reason or another, I think it got inside her head when she was at her top. Mm. And the surface hasn't really been her thing. But, it's kind of weird because her US Open victory happened to be lucky enough to be in New York for that one. Oh, was it 10 years ago?
Yeah,
she played the
yeah.
tournament of her life. Yeah, she was just extraordinary that week. And that for me was what defined her, because she put all the work in. She had she had Lyme's disease at one stage. She got bitten by a tick in Paris, and that gave her Lyme's disease, and it sent her off her career off the rails. She fought back from that, played a bit of doubles, and then got going as a singles player, made a couple of good runs at the French, including a final, which she probably should have won, but the year after she won the US Open. So yeah, she was immensely talented player, and she got the most out of herself. So I think she gets everything that she deserves this week in terms of gratitude, and she's still going in the doubles.
Mm. Now, I'm just watching a game that's taking place at the moment. Berrettini, who's one of the highest seeds, playing a Spaniard called Alcaraz, who's in a singlet. Is that acceptable tennis where Alcaraz has got his shoulders are showing? I'm not sure if that's really, the done thing.
If I was him and I could fill out a singlet like that, I'd be wearing a singlet a lot.
Very nice, acceptable.
I can completely understand what he's doing. I do think it's all set up for one thing, one thing only, that this goes five sets and Berrettini gets through. And the headline is Escape from Alcaraz, surely.
Oh, really good. Yeah, that's nice. Really good, isn't it? Alcaraz two sets down, so he's got to do something. Yeah. And you just called Gael Monfils getting through to the fourth round?
Yeah, he was good. He was in three sets, just under 2 hours against Christian Garin of Chile. And it was actually a football-like atmosphere inside there for stages. But Garin had played 2 5-setters going in. He just ran out of gas. So Monfils is through, and he's looking all right. He's aged 35. He's the world's youngest 35-year-old, the way he can move. So it's good to still have him in the tournament and on the tour.
I think one thing that's really important for people who just watch it on the television, when you actually see these guys and the girls playing, the court coverage is unbelievable, isn't it? Every shot, I think, well, that's won the point, and then they get it.
It's really good.
It's like they're really good at
really
tennis.
Good.
But it is mind-blowing when you're there.
It is a bit like when you like all of us, either park-level cricketers or footballers, but when you see something like, for instance, when I go down and see my mates play park-level football, and then you go and watch a high-level international game or whatever like that, and you go, oh, that's not even the same sport. It's the same with tennis. You go down and have a hit with your kids or a mate or whatever like that. You go and see these guys and girls play and just how cleanly they hit the ball, and then their first recovery step to get back into position is just, yeah, it's unworldly what they do. So, yeah, you're right. TV doesn't really do it justice.
Adam, lovely to have you on. Got to go now. Got a break for some reason or other, but lovely to chat.
Got a break. You got a break. See you guys.
Yeah, it's the way it goes.